All of the podcasts here at the Sideshow Network are now at the touch of a button on your iPhone and iPad. With the new Sideshow Network app, tune into all your favorite podcasts here at the Sideshow Network. Go to iTunes App Store, search for Sideshow Network, and download our free app to stream all of your favorite Sideshow Network podcasts at any time you want. The top comedians in the world are at your fingertips with the Sideshow Network app for iPhone and iPad.
We are live on Puck Off. Puck Off. I almost forgot. I almost said Puck Bunny.
We've been thinking about Puck Bunnies.
Yeah. I got you on that zone.
You did. I want to meet a Puck Bunny. Anyway, our special guest. Look at him, man.
Adam Richman.
He's awesome. I'm your special guest.
He is, man.
Special in a special way.
Well, that's right. And your show's tonight, right? You're with the
Carson. Depends on what time people are listening to this. Technically,
today, that's right.
Today's Monday, but I am on Carson Daly tonight. NBC.
And how'd that show turn out?
It was great, man. Did the ice house.
Yeah.
Didn't tell any hockey jokes, but hey, it was funny.
Oh, you did stand-up?
Yeah, I did stand-up and an interview, a little bit of both.
Oh, right on. Congratulations.
Yeah,
and you also
that.
Produced it, didn't you?
I helped produce it, yeah. I put it together.
That's cool.
Got the ice house together with the Carson Daly people.
Yeah, that's
very
cool.
Cool.
I was there that night. A really good night. You had some good people on that show.
Absolutely. I thought the set was great. I thought they were very, audience was very cool. I said it's a great place to do comedy, so I'm glad they can film that there. There's not enough filming going on there.
Yeah. No, you're
right.
Well,
it's bad filming. You ever get a film from there?
It looks terrible. Yeah.
Well,
you have a great set, and it's like, oh, this is terrible.
But NBC brought out the crew this time.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, so it had to be
Fritz
better.
Coleman was there?
Fritz was there doing weather. He wasn't on the show.
No.
But he had our personal weather.
Yeah, he was just telling everybody about the weather.
Fritz, not to jump too far off funny, but he has a, are they weather bunnies? I don't know what that's called. But the weather groupies, if you ever do like a non-LA show with him, it's kind of a little bit out of LA.
Really? The weather groupies show up?
Yeah, I mean, they're elderly, but God, they love Fritz.
Oh, I love the sunshine. Is that Fritzy?
Yeah, they want to see his Doppler.
Speaking of outside, they just announced the tickets on sale for the outdoor game at Dodger Stadium.
Oh, my God.
The
really?
Ducks,
when is that?
January 25th.
Oh, really? Man.
They can do that?
I got to go to that.
Kings, Ducks, outdoor, Dodger Stadium?
That's huge.
That's huge.
I don't know how they're going to make ice there.
Now, I guess
they can do that.
They made ice in Vegas, though.
Yeah, there's a Pershing Square downtown. There's ice. So I figure they can figure out how to do that.
Oh, they can do it, but that's such an awesome venue. They have the two of them. Now, the one I want to go to, because I'm from Ann Arbor, Michigan, and they've got the Big House.
You know,
they're doing that on, I think, January 1st, over 100,000.
Yes. That's what we missed out on last year.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's got to be cool, right? Is this the second year they've done that?
No, because it was a strike last year, the lockout, whatever, so they didn't do it last year. Yeah, so this year there's going to be like 5 outdoor games, 2 at Yankee Stadium, the Rangers play in the Devils once and the Islanders once. Penguins are playing Chicago at Chicago.
At Wrigley?
At Soldier Field.
Oh, Soldier Field.
Yeah. I'm going to miss that one, too.
You're aware of all the
outdoor
games.
Did they do a Wrigley game?
No, they did it at Soldier Field last time, right?
Yeah.
They don't do it at
Wrigley. The puck got lost in the ivory. I couldn't find it.
Yeah, they're not. Nice. I think they didn't.
Make him out of getting body checked into the ivory. The guy just gets stuck in there.
That's not good.
He's got to remove the leaves from the jockstrap.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, because I think they did it once or twice in baseball stadiums, and the sight lines aren't nearly as good as football stadiums, so they're trying to shy away. I think they did it at Fenway, right? It wasn't quite as nice as the other stadiums.
Sure, because there's weird. I could see that being a weird
sight line. Baseball's not quite as conducive. But, of course, unfortunately, I'm booked every weekend that there's a outdoor game.
Never fail.
Because there's like 3 I want. I'd see any of the 3. Not the ones in New York I wouldn't care about. But obviously the one out here. And then the Penguins one I was going to fly to. And then the Chicago one would be, the Detroit one would be amazing. Ann Arbor.
Hey, at least you're booked that far in advance. Look at this guy.
Yeah, come on. Now you're making us feel bad.
Just be happy to be working. Can you get me a gig?
Yeah. So we can miss a few of those games?
Yeah.
Come on.
That's how sad my life is. I'd just rather, be penniless and be able to go to outdoor games.
Hey, have you ever been to I'm sure you did go to games at the Igloo.
Oh, the Penguins, yeah.
What was the Igloo like?
Well, it was, when we were kids, it was kind of new, and then it became like the oldest venue where they used to you know, have rats. And it was actually a home ice advantage because it was so old and loud and crazy. And, you know, and now the new console arena, it's like a country club.
Yeah.
That's what happens. All the old arenas, like the Boston Garden and Maple Leafs Garden and the old Boston Chicago Stadium, they were all just crazy in the bad parts of town. No one wanted to go. There was an intimidation factor.
Sure.
Now all the new arenas, you know, they have the rich kids down front and –
Yeah, it's just like in Toronto. It's owned by Air Canada Centre, so it's very she.
I was there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I was there. I actually got a ticket for the Hall of Fame game. I was there for the Hall of Fame game. I was in front of a guy with his kid, and he goes, "This is a special treat. We go like once every 3 years." Because it's so expensive.
You can't get tickets. Yeah.
Well, it's so expensive. I mean, I kind of knew a guy. That's how I got in. But it was like, yeah, the tickets were like on StubHub for like $780. Wow. It's changed the course of hockey. I don't know, for the better or for the worse. But, I mean, when I was a kid, we were allowed to go because our parents were just like, just get out of here. But hockey used to be, like, my mom was like, hockey games were worse than going to, like, boxing matches. I mean, hockey games used to be.
They were crazy.
Yeah, they were crazy and the toughest, you know.
Oh, yeah. Detroit, we would go to the Olympia, which was in a bad part of town.
You should get beaten up at hockey. Come on, that's the fun, right?
Part of the game.
Yeah. Right.
But, you know, Olympia was rat infested.
Right.
It started out nice, and then those old stadiums just got old.
Right.
You know, they just got really run down. But it was part of the game. And I remember watching Gordie Howe. That's how old
Howe.
I am. Yeah, I watched Howe play, Delvecchio.
How'd you watch that?
Sawcheck.
Because you're that old.
Yeah. That's how old I am.
He's our original six captain.
Gordie Howe, did you do it?
Yeah. So the Maple Leafs, are you up to date or remotely up to date on the Maple Leafs this season?
Yeah, I'm pretty close. What are they? What's like 12?
Oh, they're they're playing great. Are you? I mean, you know, they've been down for a long time.
I just
time.
Don't get to see any feeds because I live in Los Angeles, so there's no Toronto Maple Leaf feeds. I, you know, watch the Kings a little bit. I haven't been watching as much hockey this year so far, just because I usually wait till the season gets into like 20, 30 games, and then all of a sudden I'm into it.
Did you grow up as a Leafs fan?
Yeah. So being a Toronto Maple Leaf fan is like being in love with a really hot chick that will not have sex with me.
Did you?
That's an analogy. Like every day, come on, just a hand job. just a hand job or something like that. Come on.
When you were a kid, were they good? When you were...
They've never been good. What are you talking about?
They were always decent.
I, 1967 was the last time they won a Stanley Cup. I wasn't alive then.
But they were always decent.
They had some good years. The best years were like 93, like Doug Gilmore, or 92, 93.
Wendell Clark,
Dave Andrechuk, Felix Potvin. They had solid defense, guys like that. Those were good years. But they still didn't go anywhere. They lost to Gretzky's Kings.
Yeah, that's King, right.
Gretzky had the Dave Ellett goal off the back of his foot, you know, and then the Kings went on.
That was a wild series.
Yeah, and then Gretzky, they lost.
My favorite thing about that series was the McSorley-Wendell Clark fight.
Marty McSorley.
Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, that was a
humdinger,
fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a real hockey fight, too. Yeah. That was just like two guys that just, boom, instant anger. Hey, you check this guy. Well, I mean, you know, boom. I think Doug Gilmore got clean.
That was a chippy series, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's the playoffs. Everything's chippy.
You know, now that I live in the States, people ask me what my favorite sports team growing up was. I tell them it's Toronto Maple Leafs, and they go, what the fuck was a Maple Leaf? And I really had to think about it. Like, what the fuck is a Maple Leaf? You know?
What is it?
What do we do? Fall off a tree, shrivel up, and die? That's not intimidating.
I always thought it's on the flag, though, right?
Yeah.
On the Canadian.
It's supposed, the joke is that you're not, how are you supposed to be tough against all the NHL teams?
You're watching the NHL on ESPN. See the toughest teams in the league. The Rangers, the Devils, the Bruins, and
the Maple Leafs. We're going to blow you away.
The original six.
Yeah.
Original six.
Yeah. It's better than the Mighty Ducks.
Yeah, but they've changed themselves to the Ducks.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's like that's the Mighty Ducks are named after a movie. Toronto Raptors are named after a movie for the basketball fans out there.
You know, we don't have any of those listening.
No.
We scare them all away.
That's the Hockey Night in Canada theme song.
Is it really? I like Don Cherry.
You guys are American. Hey, Don Cherry. Okay, kids out there. I don't even do a good chair.
That's pretty good, though.
What you got to do, kids?
You need the outrageous suit to do a good
job. You got to be up there, fight for the Bucks, show them you're a man.
Now, was he a good coach?
Well,
he was a good coach way back yonder.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, he got...
Did you say Al-Qaeda?
No, yeah. I said kind of.
Oh, they got a hockey team.
He wasn't that great of a coach. I think when you're a great coach...
The Al-Qaeda,
you know,
terrorists.
Other than John Madden, I think when you're a great coach, you don't want to be a hostage. You have nothing to prove to be an announcer. That's why Bill Walsh was a terrible announcer. Because it's like, what's he have to prove by announcing? Like, Don Cherry had to become a great announcer because he wasn't that good of a coach.
He wasn't that good.
I mean, you know, he was decent with Boston, but he never won a Stanley Cup.
That was Bobby Orr era, though, right?
It's like the 60s and 70s.
Yeah.
I mean, in the 70s. Yeah.
He had some good teams.
He did, but he wasn't a, you know, you either win the cup or you don't.
He didn't win the cup.
Didn't win the cup.
Now, what do you think's going on right now? We've got, you know, I noticed Blackhawks are doing real well.
Oh, the Blackhawks are still the best team.
You think so?
Absolutely. And then, I mean, whenever they're like, you know.
They're the Blackhawks.
When they want to do well, they crush teams. When they're on autopilot, sometimes they lose here and there.
Do they win the cup again?
This year? That's a long way to go. I think they're the odds on favorite.
They could be. I think the Toronto Maple Leafs are going to win. That's me being biased. Thank you again.
That's a homie call, though.
I'm glad we brought Richmond in. I've seen a couple games this decade.
Yeah. No, I've seen Kings games. I went to the Stanley Cup parade in Los Angeles.
I did too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that must have been cool.
Oh, it was amazing. And then it would stunk was then the they had the strike. So LA couldn't capitalize.
We had no momentum.
I know the goodwill.
I just think you get older, I still love sports. I'm just saying I just get as less interested, I think, as maybe as I get older, because you just get so tired of the same old stuff happening. Like, the press, the joy of the Leafs, they can go so far. And then, 20 games in, they're like, they're 15-5. Then 40 games in, they're 15-25. Yeah.
Well, I really like the Leafs this year, though.
Seem like they're looking good now.
And the thing is, too, with the Leafs, with the way they blew it last year, ultimate choke job.
Oh, my gosh.
Come back from that and you stick together, you bond, and you become a great team. Or you just completely collapse. And it looks like they've used that as a positive.
Yeah, so far so good.
That was a super collapse, so. That was not good.
Yeah, the funny thing was I was rooting for Toronto to win. And then like an ass, I was like, well, just let Boston score one or two just to make this game interesting.
That always happens.
And then we get swept by Boston. Like, couldn't just... let Toronto.
Couldn't let that one go.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you something, though. Charo played so well in that series against Toronto. And then in the next series against Chicago, he didn't really do that well. I mean, he was good, but he, they kind of ran at him. And why was that? Was he worn out or?
Yeah. I mean, it's just,
he's too tall.
Well, I mean, we talked about that before. Like, he double shifted against Pittsburgh, and Chicago just wore him out.
Yeah.
Chicago warm out. I mean, the five best teams right now are out west. It's going to be a dogfight in the west. Whoever wins out of the east is having a much easier time.
And are the Ducks one of the best teams right now?
Yeah, absolutely.
They're looking real good. Yeah. Who's better, the Kings or the Ducks?
Let me see that sports section, Frazier.
Here you go, bro.
Me personally, I think the Kings are a better team, but the Ducks are very close.
If they played a 7-game series, who would win?
I think the Kings would win 4-3.
Would they really?
Yeah, I mean, close. The Kings' problem right now is your favorite goaltender, Ben Scriven.
Oh, man, the professor.
Yeah, the professor.
He had a big game there.
Can he hold up? Because he's playing really good. I mean, he's pitching shutouts right now.
A lot of good teams. I didn't know Phoenix was
Quick
doing
he going to
so well.
Be out?
Quick's out 6 to 8 weeks. So you got
to. What happened to him?
Pulled a groin.
I pulled a groin last night.
Or not a hamstring. Same thing.
Or a hammy, something like that. One of those lower body injuries.
Hamstring sounds delicious. Can I get a string of ham?
Lower body injury,
Yeah, that's what they call them now.
Yeah, they like to give them away, It's going to be tough.
Well,
And Carter's still up, but I think they have a much more solid defense, which I think they
Scrivens is a good backup though, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
He's pretty strong. And he was on the Leafs last year. Was it Leafs? Yeah.
Well, I was worried because the Leafs actually have the Kings old backup.
Yeah, and he's pretty good. Bernier.
He's good, yeah. He's doing well. That's what I thought was like, I thought that was going to be their, that's why I thought an injury to Quick this year was going to be rough, but Scrivens, I guess they knew what they were doing.
Now, you know why they call him the professor?
Why is that?
He's got Shakespeare quotes on his mask.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To score or not to score? I don't know what he's got under, but it is Shakespeare.
To be or not to be.
I mean, the three best teams. I mean, California has literally three teams that can easily make the finals.
Because San Jose's good.
San Jose's good. They're coming a little bit back to earth right now.
Yeah, because they took off.
They took off early. But, I mean, still the Blackhawks are, I think the Blackhawks are the team to beat. The team I don't want to see win and I will actively root against is the St. Louis Blues.
St. Louis.
Yeah.
Although Steen's really doing well.
Steen's doing well, but, it's a Ken Hitchcock team. They always play big and cheap and tough. And then when it comes down to it, they cannot score enough goals when everybody plays that way in the playoffs.
Yeah. Now, why
is don't intimidate people. They intimidate people. Not intimidate. You know, they run roughshod in the
They intimidate people off the ice.
Yeah. Well, they intimidate.
That's important.
Yeah.
Well, like, in the regular season, you know, you run a couple guys, whatever. You know, you get in people's claws. In the postseason, that doesn't intimidate anybody. People want the cup. They'll do whatever for the cup. No one's gonna be like, I don't want to go in the corner. You know, maybe in November.
Well, yeah, later. You don't want to go in now.
Yeah, now is it.
Now, you know, I used to hang with the old Oilers, the championship Oilers, you know, with all those guys, Coffey and everybody. And we would go to this place,
Yari Melody's. Curry?
Yeah, Yari Curry was there. We'd go after the game, because my buddy played for the Oilers, and so we go to this bar called Melody's, down by the airport here in L.A.
He's being modest. No, but his buddy was Wayne Gretzky.
And Gretzky was my pal. He was my pal. He used to bug the shit out of me on the radio. He'd call me, because he was dating this girl, and she was a singer in Canada. I think I already told the story. But she kept calling. He wanted me to play her record, and her record sucked. And I couldn't play it anyway. I was, you know, they have playlists and stuff. He's yawning at the story. That's what I was doing when Gretzky would call me. He'd be like, "Frase, come on, can you play this?" Oh yeah, yeah, great one. He'd go, "You got to try to play it for the great one." So finally, I played it under a bit, because my boss would have killed me if I played it regularly. She was horrible. And so he calls me up and he goes, "Dude, really? Really? You're going to do a comedy bit over my girls?" You know. But anyway, we would hang at Melody's, and I'd be with Semenko and all those guys. I'd be like, "Just somebody start some shit now." You know, I got the whole team right there.
There you go.
And those guys pound beers. After a game, they are just hammering down beer.
Well, I remember watching an old film from like the 83 Oilers when Gretzky was really young. They're all just drinking in the everywhere. Well, I heard a rumor that Gretzky had to drink to get on an airplane.
Really?
Really, yeah.
I don't want to. But you know, speaking of rumors,
why aren't we drinking now, guys?
You see who's back in the league? See who's back in the league? Ted Nolan is back in the league, the coach of the Buffalo Sabres.
Oh, the father of Jordan Nolan.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. And well, the old rumor was he got fired because he banged Dominic Hasek's wife.
Wow.
You've heard that one, right?
No, that's a good one.
Apparently, he wasn't the Dominator. Hey!
Yeah, no, that was the old rumor. That's why he was out of the league for like 13 years.
Started by Dominic Cassican. All right, that's why.
You're good with songs, though.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Didn't you do a song in your special? What'd you do? Yeah, you did. You did a rap. Something.
What special? What are you talking about?
And the one, I mean, the Carson Daly thing.
Did I do a song?
Yeah, I think you did.
No, I didn't do a song.
All right.
Maybe I do. I sometimes break into song in my head.
I think that's what you did.
Six of hockey songs, like, "Hello out there, we're on the air, it's hockey night tonight." That's the...
Yeah, I know that one.
Yeah.
So have you been to the Hockey Hall of Fame?
Of course, I'm from Toronto, yes.
You're right, great, isn't it?
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, you go to the shooting stuff, that's always good, like the firing at goalies. And
you're right, did you score in a goalie?
I can't even remember. I love the whole thing, it was just a great place. It's a good Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it's definitely, because plus you're in Toronto. Like if you go to the Canton, if you go to the Professional Football Hall of Fame, like you're in Canton when you walk out of it.
Yeah.
It's like, oh God, what am I going to do now?
The town's such
a
letdown.
But in Toronto, it was amazing. You know, you leave, it's like, I had the best time. The thing I love about Canada is everyone knows about hockey. You know, like in America, like, you know, you can like talk to a girl at the airport and they might know, like, "Oh, Ben Roethlisberger is your quarterback." The bartender at the Toronto airport, she knew like the third line center of the Dallas Stars.
Yeah, they know a lot about hockey.
See, that's cool. Well, I was hanging out with Russell Peters. I'm name dropping this weekend.
Yeah, you should never name drop. You should have told me that? Mario Lemieux.
Oh, okay. hanging out with Peters, and you know, he knows all the old Leafs, and he was talking about Lanny McDonald and all those guys, but he doesn't know any of the current players.
He's too busy counting money.
I guess that's what it is. He sold out the Air Canada.
He probably
Center.
Weighs money. He probably doesn't count it. He probably weighs it.
Sure.
Oh, that's a million.
He sold out the Air Canada.
He did?
Yeah. A comic at selling out a hockey arena.
It's awesome.
Pretty amazing.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah. Where did you hang out with him?
Well, we went to a boxing match.
Oh, was it the comics versus Cripples boxing match?
No, but I did. I was ringing up.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, whatever happened to that?
I don't, like everything else in L.A., it fades away, except the L.A. Kings.
Yeah, the Kings. Kings have had quite a... Now, how good are today's Kings compared to the miracle on Manchester Kings?
Well, I think these Kings are a much more solid team. I mean, they won the Cup a year ago.
So they're better than...
2 years ago.
But, I mean, who did they have? The old Kings had Rogge and Goalie, who was pretty good. Dion, one of the best players ever.
Well, Quick's a better goaltender than...
than Rogi.
Yeah.
So overall, you think it's...
I think Dion might be the high... Dion's one of the 10, 15 greatest players of all time. But, you know, the Kings today have three solid lines.
Could Dion play on today's Kings?
Comparing eras is tough.
It is. But I always wonder that.
Yeah, he might be able to play some power play minutes. All those guys were sweet. I mean, you remember when Lemieux came back when he was like 40. He couldn't skate very much. But once he gets in the corner on the power play, he's like a magician.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you could wheel Gretzky out. And if he gets in the zone on the power play, he's going to be able to make a couple of beautiful passes.
Sure.
But to be able to go back and forth and play 10 shifts, you know, that's the problem.
Is today's game faster?
Oh, it's 100% fast. 100% faster.
Yeah. I think they're bigger, they're stronger, they're faster. It's a totally different game. I mean, like, Gretzky's obviously amazing, and he would play anywhere. But, like, guys, nobody looks like that anymore, you know? Even, like, the...
No one's that small.
Nobody's 185 pounds, you know, soaking wet.
You ever just... Even a game from, like, the 80s, if you just watch on television, on classics, it's, like, it's so slow.
Compared to now.
Yeah.
Now, is that taking the red line out?
I think it's just how fast the people skate. But you know what? I was going to bring this point up, though. Their scoring is way down this year. Because they're back to clutching and grabbing everywhere. And they're letting it go because they don't want to see people get hurt.
Is that what it is, trying to protect the stars?
No, they're trying to protect the defenseman from going back and getting creamed on the forecheck.
Well, you know, I was talking to, here I go, name dropping again, John Sally, you know, and it's basketball. Well, you know, but I was talking to him about comparing eras. What would it be, you know, what was your era with Jordan and the Bad Boys and all that compared to now? And he goes, the difference is they protect the stars now. He goes, we used to hammer Jordan. We used to, he'd never got an easy bucket. We would hammer the guys, and they let it go. Nowadays, they protect, he claims they protect the money guys.
I don't think they do that in hockey. I mean, look at Crosby was cheap shotted. Nothing ever happened. He was out for a year.
They don't do that in hockey, for sure. It's every man for himself.
Yeah. Play. Hossa, I mean, top guy, he gets concussed every 3 weeks. On the Blackhawks, I mean, I don't think the NHL protected star. I don't think it goes. I think that's another argument we have had. But I think they don't protect their stars. I think that's the problem.
You think they should?
I'm not so much stars. Every man for himself, like Adam said. But I don't think third, fourth line goons should be elbowing scorers in the head.
Yeah.
Period.
Well, that's why there's fighting in the league. Everyone talked about getting rid of fighting. Fighting is a strategy, you know. Let's say there was no fighting. This is how it evolves. The game is, we got these great players. They're finessing. They're scoring all over the place. They're passing. They're skating down. And they're winning. Then the other coach is like, listen, we got to stop these fast guys. All right, so I'm going to put my big, strong guy out there to get in the way of this guy. And then maybe he'll punch him in the face a couple times. But then... You strategize. You'd be like, okay, well, I got to find my big guy to get in the way of their big guy, so my small guys that are fast can play. And that's how it works. You know, like, that's why there's fighting. You fight as an evolution of the game. You know, like, so then they take each other out. Now the people can play. You know, so if they take away fighting, there'd be somebody dominating, like, the you know, the finesse players. Like,
but you're right in theory. But the problem is it doesn't work that way anymore. There's no more instigator rule. So now rats can run around, cheap shot people. And if the guy jumps in, you know, it's like, you know, he's suspended or he's fined, or at least it's a 5 minute, a 2 minute power play for instigating. It goes against why fighting is supposed to be in the game. And they're still fighting.
A lot less fighting now, right?
It seems like there's more cheap shots. It seems like there's more cheap shots.
Because they're not allowing fighting anymore.
That's probably what it is. There's
less and less fighting.
They're always changing the game around with stuff like that. There should be like instigating rules. Like you fight, then these two guys are off and they can play hockey.
Well, what about the classic fighters? Who do you think the best goon fighter of all time was?
Bob Probert.
Oh, my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably, right?
Because he could play, too.
Yeah. Well, he was the best.
You think he was the best fighter?
Absolutely.
There was guys that never fought that were probably some of the best fighters. Like, I remember them telling, like, they never actually fought. But when they did take off the gloves, like, they were, like, the biggest fighter. So it's like, I don't even remember some of the names.
Right.
I remember just, like,
well, what about Dave Schultz, the hammer?
Yeah, but, you know, he just fought all the time. There's guys that fight all, I mean, I know Probert fought all the time, but he fought the toughest guys all the time. I mean, Schultz would just run anybody and fight.
Right.
That's a little different. Well, you know, one of the all-time great fighters just got inducted into the Hall of Fame. I was there last week. Brandon Shanahan.
Oh, Shanahan.
Old Red Wing. And he's what you don't see anymore. The old power forwards like him and Tockett and Tkachuk. Guys that would score, you know, 80 points or 100 points a year and get 200 penalty minutes. That's the way right. the game used to be played. That was now the, those guys
back
don't
in my day.
Those guys don't exist anymore. You know,
yeah.
Those guys. I'll score a hat trick and punch you in the cock.
Yeah, well, that's what's fun. That's what I do.
That's fun.
That's what made hockey great.
Now,
the guys that could fight and score. Nowadays, there's one goon per team that can't skate.
Usually can't skate.
And then there's, you know, then there's 15 guys that can score but don't go in the corners anymore. But I'm not going to knock the game because I love it. But I'm just sick of the cheap shots. I'm really sick of them. There just seems to be more and more. I don't know how you get rid of it. They need to bring back Instigator, and they need to start suspending people for like half a season.
Well, now,
and that's it. It would disappear.
We've already talked about this, but this guy Tomas Hertl, right, for San Jose, really a good player, right?
Right.
And he that spectacular goal.
Yeah.
Early in the season that he had. And then a lot of people got mad at him for making a great-looking goal.
Right. Because
they thought he was kind of hot-dogging. So then
everybody. Why can't
well, that's what I thought. I thought it was a beautiful goal, and that's good for hockey. But everybody's like, we're going to kick his ass in the next game. We're going to knock. And then the guy did knock him out.
Yeah, Elder for Vancouver.
Yeah. Now,
then he got suspended for 3 games, though.
Right. Okay. Now,
because that was premeditated. It's that point you deserve to get.
Well, yeah. It was a total skate up elbow to the head. It wasn't even like.
And that is ridiculous for all you hockey fans listening. That is ridiculous.
I agree.
Gets knocked for scoring a great goal. What? So was it on a shootout? It was a shootout, right?
No, it was fourth goal of the game.
Yeah.
Oh, and they were up like 4-0.
Yeah. They were up like 7-1.
But the thinking is, you know, he's showing the other team up. Well, I think he's just making a nice play.
If you can't stop him, it's not showing you up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it actually knocked Martin Biron out of the league because he literally retired after that because they waived him.
Really? Well, that goal.
The old goaltender, and he retired.
I'd quit after that goal, too.
Yeah, well, you know what? I mean, it's like it wasn't that it was a ridiculously awesome goal. But, you know, I mean, he was on a breakaway. I mean, it wasn't completely the goaltender's fault.
He was between his legs, right? One of those things?
Like no, back he went Hurdle went between his legs and back up.
But you're trying to score. You know, that's the whole deal. If you fool the goalie, that should be fine.
That's just people just wanting to make it.
Who's complaining? The schnarfers? Schnarfy, you're not allowed to do that. That's my word for all the haters. Schnarfy, schnarf. He scored a great goal. That's not fair. Well, I mean, scored a goal. Like, why?
Yeah.
People just complain about nonsense these days.
Speaking of awesome goals, Jaromir Jagr now. I literally went to Toronto to watch him play live again for the final time. But now he's 2 goals away for an all-time goals list.
Is he really?
He's 2 away from Lemieux. He's 4 away from Yzerman and 6 away from Messier for 6th all-time.
Wow.
Wow. JJ.
Then you get in really rarefied air. I don't think enough people – I think because he's European, I don't think he gets – I mean, people love him, but I don't think he gets enough credit for
I always thought he was a great player.
I mean, Nick, for how just amazing – I mean, he's like probably my all-time favorite. I mean, I love Lemieux and everything.
First time I saw him, I was like, that guy.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's been playing for like 20 years now, right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean, just think where he'd be if he didn't go to Europe for 3. He went and flew those crappy airplanes in Russia for 3 years.
All right, I got to ask something. I just saw Miracle. For the 4 millionth time, the movie. Now, what, you know, was that a crazy win for America? In other words, were the Russians what happened in that game?
Well, that was like a high school team
that's
beating the Pittsburgh Steelers, the 70 Pittsburgh Steelers.
And
like
how,
mean Joe Green Steelers.
How did it even happen? Did the Russians just have an off game?
He got those. Herb Brooks got those guys to believe, and they were pretty good players. He got them to believe, and they won.
For one game, they were up enough.
Yeah, yeah. The thing was, too, the Russians changed their goaltender. In like a fit of rage, they took
Trechak out.
Out, which is like, you know, the most ridiculous thing in the world.
Yeah, that's
it. They put in
sense.
Their backup goaltender, and we scored 2 goals, and we won.
So it was just one of those games? One of those?
Yeah, I mean, if you play
10 out of 10, Russians win 9?
Yeah. If you play 10 out of 10, the Russians are going to win 10.
10.
You got to play 100 to win
1
period and a half. Yeah. It was a miracle.
So it was a miracle?
It was a miracle. I mean, they played in the Garden like the week before.
And they Russia got clobbered won, 10 like, to 3 or something.
Yeah. I think it might have been worse than that even. I mean, these were literally college kids that hated each other because in those days college hockey wasn't as big as it is now. So you had the Northeast guys didn't like the Michigan guys.
Right.
So they all like didn't like each other anyway. They had Herb Brooks, who was, you know, kind of like Lombardi. They hated him.
Yeah.
And they threw them all together, and they literally beat a professional Russian machine.
Wow.
It was like if the Pittsburgh Steelers only trained all year round just to go and play, you know, a team in Ecuador.
And lost.
I would like to see that game.
Yeah. That would actually be a good game.
I mean, that's, you know, what.
Now, what if you had taken one of those classic Russian teams and moved them into the NFL intact, the whole team?
The NHL?
I mean, NHL. How would they have done?
They probably would have. I mean, if you took the whole Olympic team, they probably would have won the cup.
You think? Yeah.
Those guys were good. I mean, those guys would play five. Those guys would be like even against the all-star teams.
Yeah,
that the NHL would put out there.
Well, the commentary there always was that the all-star teams didn't have the flow that a regular season.
No, because they weren't playing together. They were just playing on a weekend.
Yeah. So, I mean,
well, it's like also, the all-star games are ridiculous.
It's like what we talked about with Bag, though. Like, they changed the way hockey's played. You can still see them. I mean, the Penguins play that way. All the good teams play the way the Russians used to play. Like Detroit does. Toronto does. You carry the puck. You make plays. All the bad teams, the teams that play the old Canadian way, dump and chase.
Right.
It's like if you have talent, you play the European or slash Russian way. If you don't, you jump and chase and forecheck.
Well, I was reading about that guy Karmeloff, right? And
sounds delicious.
It does, doesn't it?
Good name.
And he was a great player. Of course, he was the Gretzky of Russia.
Uh-huh.
And was tearing us up tearing Canada up in those games until Bobby Clark took him out with that shot to the broke his ankle.
Right.
Right? Now, how would a guy like that have done if you brought him into the NHL?
He would have done great.
Won the scoring title, won everything.
Yeah, but the thing is, that's why Gretzky had Semenko. you protect those guys.
Yeah.
You know, all those little guys that can score.
They should allow weapons in the NHL, you know?
They do. They have sticks. That's why they have fighting. Yeah.
Pull out a gun.
That's why they have fighting.
Don't ask Don Cherry about that.
No.
Hey, kids, I tell you. Old-time hockey.
Oh, man.
Old school.
I read his book. That was a scary book.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you know, he loves fighting, and he backs it up, of course. And he doesn't get along well with the producers on Hockey Night in Canada, because he got a couple of them fired because they would try to get him to regulate what he said, because he would just go off sometimes.
Right? Oh, he still does.
Let me tell you about the Russians.
Yeah, he would go.
Well, he hates European players.
He doesn't anymore. I think he used to more now.
He'll give any Canadian farm boy the benefit of the doubt. Any Russian European kid, this guy's lazy. He doesn't play hard.
Well, his whole thing was he couldn't wait to get the game done so he could go drink. He loves Labatt's.
Well, that's like every
Canadian.
Every hug. Yeah. I'll tell you what. I was drinking big Molsons.
When you're up there?
At the Air Canada Center.
They got actual alcohol in them, you know.
Oh, I know, because after like 5 20-ouncers, I thought I was Canadian. And then, okay. I'll tell you, there's nothing like Oh Canada when you're actually in Canada. That was pretty nice. I'd move to Canada tomorrow.
You like Canada?
Yeah, it's so much nicer than America.
Adam, what do you think? I don't know. You're from Canada. What do you think?
Way less opportunity.
Now, were you Montreal?
Toronto.
You were TO all the way.
We're talking about that. Wait.
No, I know. But didn't you spend some time in Montreal, though?
No, I go to Montreal every once in a while, do some shows there.
Do you? How do you find doing the comedy up there in Montreal?
People are people, man. You make generalizations about people you can do anywhere. I was just in Texas and Kansas, and I was in Vancouver and Calgary. Yeah. And my act doesn't have to change so much. I don't do like local Los Angeles references when I'm on those places, but the stuff that's universal. I mean, everyone loves Canada. It's a great place. Toronto's a great city, but it's just like, I don't know, I guess it's sort of limited for the opportunity in stand-up and like comedy and that kind of stuff.
Well, they got Yuck Yucks.
Yeah, no, and I work for them. I always work for them. It's just more like... you know, just America. What do you like so much about it?
I like the mayor of Toronto. He's on crack.
Yeah. He eats pussy.
Yeah.
He eats his wife's pussy. You know? He's on crack. He like was so drunk one night, he smoked some crack and caught on video, and then it got caught.
It's cool. I'm glad who even cared? I you know what I like about Canada? I like how everyone's nicer than they are in America. And I like how, like...
I think people are way friendlier in Los Angeles than Toronto.
You do, really?
Absolutely.
Oh my God,
really?
No.
Absolutely. It's sunny, it's nice, people are friendly. In Toronto, we don't have time to talk. It's cold.
Yeah, no.
Everything's fast. Hey, how are you? Everything good? Guy. I got it. It was freezing.
I like that. I don't know. I don't hate Los Angeles as much as I don't like America.
Yeah, America's got its own problems.
Yeah, like as far as America goes, California's like California rules. But if I lived in, I just like the people in Canada. They seem to respect authority in a way that I enjoy. They seem to like accept things.
Except Harlan Williams. He respects nothing.
They seem to like respect things and just kind of like, it's not like everyone's being sued. Everyone's like, they just like, it's like enough. I don't know. They seem to act like adults up there. There seem to be less me, whiny, bitchy.
Well, they do a little bit better for the majority rather than everybody.
You know what I mean? It seems like everyone's just kind of like, that's life, blah, blah, blah. Everyone goes on with their day.
Yeah, we pay our taxes because our streets are clean. We have,
free health care.
Yeah, free health care. So it's okay. We do.
They need free health care, though.
Accept the norm a lot easier than, everyone's trying to be on reality TV. Everyone's being sued. Everyone in America has a gripe and bitch and whine, blah, blah, blah.
American thinks they should have it no matter what.
In Canada, it's like, let's go have a beer, watch a game. It's like, life's not that. I don't know. Without getting too, that's what I think.
Now, how about media?
Now, what does this have to do with hockey?
Well, we're
that's
branching
what I'm trying
out.
To figure
we're
out.
We're branching out. We're trying to find out what's behind the Canadian mentality.
Canadian mentality is that you don't think things can change. And American mentality is like, I'm going to make some changes. And I think that's actually that's more my style than the other one. I'm more of like, I want to make my own stuff and make things happen and live the American dream rather than have things remain stagnant and do the same thing over and over again. So, I mean, it's good and bad. I get what you're saying. I'm just talking about overall, American dream is that you can just do anything. You know, anyone can be a star. Anyone can be famous. Anyone can make millions. And in Canada, everyone's like, okay, I'm all right with the status quo.
Right, but The problem is most people aren't that talented, but they think they can. And that's what's wrong with America.
That's definitely wrong. that's more so in the last few years with these reality shows.
That's what I mean, though.
And everyone has an iPhone, and everyone's got a YouTube and a Facebook, and everyone thinks they're super important. Look who we've made famous in the last few years. Like, we get the most ridiculous celebrities
Some of them are Canadian. How about Bieber? He's Canadian.
Yeah, but at least he's talented. I mean, I don't like his stuff either, but he at least can play music.
Is he a hockey fan?
I'm sure Bieber? He is.
Probably, right?
Yeah, he likes to play hockey. Basketball. No, he's like a hip-hop kid. I don't want to talk about
Bieber's Bieber, at least more talented than Snooki.
Sure. Well, everybody is.
Who isn't? Yeah. Do you think the Russians really scared the Canadians when they started to play so well against them in those first couple of series?
I think the Canadians are always scared of anyone, and Adam can speak to this because that's their soul. That's like when teams beat us in basketball. That's the one thing they hold dear is that they're better than everyone in Canada in hockey.
Yeah.
So the minute someone is better than them. Or on paper better than them or whatever, it's a fear, It's like America would be shattered if all of a sudden like some team from, Angola would bring like 5, 6, 9 guys that could all play decently. They'd be like the end of the world.
Well, it happened a couple of Olympics.
Canada's lost a bunch of times, so they've definitely struggled.
But they still believe that they're the best, period.
Yeah.
I mean,
the best players right now, they're still Canadian. Like Sidney Crosby's Canadian, right? He's still the best player.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, if they throw out the politics of it, they'd always have the best team. But they always have political infighting on how to pick the team.
Now, if Crosby's still the best player, who's the second best player?
It's probably Ovechkin.
Yeah, probably. He's leading the league right now.
Yeah, I just think that he's a winger. I think he's the most dynamic. He's more exciting to watch than Crosby, but I don't think he's as consistently great as Crosby. And he's a winger.
Right.
So I just always kind of put center.
Then there's guys that also win, like they know how to win. So that sort of makes them better, like Jonathan Toews.
I was going to say, I think Toews is number two, if not number one.
Yeah.
He's one of those like Messier type guys that leads, does what he needs to do.
Getzlaff on wins. Anaheim. Yeah. Getzlaff is a tough, tough center. Big.
Getzlaff would be the best name for a comedian.
Getzlaffs.
Getzlaffs.
Yeah.
I think he's great. I mean, to me, Ovechkin's kind of like and if he ever wins, then I can take all this back. But he's almost like a Dominique Wilkins. Guy that makes all the flashy plays, they can do everything, but when it really counts, he doesn't
clutch
score.
Time, he's not doing
he's
it.
He's not doing
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Well, they're, his team, too, they never go too far.
No, knock on wood. Well, I don't even care. I don't hate the Capitals. But his team, he finally has a good goaltender. Hope he's a good goaltender. They just don't have the defense ever to be that to make it to win the Stanley Cup. And that's not Ovechkin's fault. I don't hold his team's problems as his fault. I mean, even against when he played the Penguins, he had a great series. You kidding me? He matched Crosby goal for goal. But you know, he didn't have Malkin on his team.
Yeah.
He didn't have Fleury at net. You know, I mean, he can't do everything.
Yeah.
But that's inherently the problem. He is a winger. You know, he doesn't, you know, he's not, you know, and he's not killing penalties, which, you know, I mean, you know, he's not the guy. He's not Taves.
Taves,
you know,
is Steve
a leader. Eiserman.
Yeah, that was my boy.
No, he's my favorite player, too.
He was a great leader out there. You need that, right?
And he did what he had to do. He scored 150 points when they needed him to do that, then he scored 80 points when they needed him to do that.
Yeah. Or a kill penalty.
He scored a goal once when it was an empty net goal, and there was a defenseman in front of him waving his stick, and it was Eiserman just one-on-one. He shoots the puck over the defenseman, it bounces behind him, and rolled into the net.
You gotta love that.
That's a great goal. Yeah.
And that's what Taves reminds me of.
He's a winner.
Taves reminds me of Eiserman. Just whatever you need, a winner, a guy with all the talent, but still does the grimy work.
Let's talk about the GM over there at Chicago. He brought all those guys together.
Oh, that's Bowman's kid.
Yeah. And he did a great job.
Well, you know, the funny thing is the guy who really started the whole thing was Dale Tallon, who then got, after Bowman's kid kind of nudged him out, and then he went to Florida. And now Florida stinks, and now he'll be nudged out of Florida because Florida's got a whole new coach, a whole new everything too.
Who's the best coach in the league right now?
Jeez. I think it's your coach in Detroit, but he's had a little bit of an off year. But his talent isn't quite what it used to be.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they say Quinville's a great coach, and he gets those guys to play, but Quinville has the best roster. You know, I think it's easy to win with the best roster.
Sure.
I mean, yeah. I mean, because look at Blazma, the Penguins coach. He has the best roster. And he doesn't. He's not winning.
He's not winning.
And he's five. He's like 500 in the last 12 games.
So it's not all. You got to have the players.
You can push buttons, but you got to have the players.
Well, and you got to have a good one goalie. Goaltender that stands on his head. You win.
I'll tell you. I mean, you know who I really like just as a coach is Lindy Ruff. Now look at how far Buffalo has sucked. They had to bring back Ted Nolan. They fired Lindy Ruff. Now look, he's bringing the Stars back. The Stars are up and coming. The Stars, I picked them to sneak in the playoffs possibly.
You think they get in?
Yeah, he's got them going. I mean, it's a long season. The West is so tough. But still, I mean, look at Buffalo. They had to get a new coach after 12. They had to bring it back. They brought back Ted Nolan. I mean, they found them on, goaliewifedating.com. I
mean, is that a website? I want to check it out.
Yeah, don't give Adam any ideas.
I mean, but where did you find – I mean, like, literally, that's how bad they were. They realized after – without how much work he did to make that team almost suck. You know what I mean? Like, that's how bad Buffalo, the roster, is. That Lindy Ruff was that good of a coach that you thought they were pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, well – now, at playoff time, the coach does make a difference, though, huh? Just like the goalie, like you say. You get
well, hockey,
a hot goalie.
Hockey's a sport where a hot team can win. You know, like I think it like differences like basketball. Usually, the best team on paper pretty much wins it every year. And hockey, you get someone who's hot, or baseball, you get a pitcher who's hot. A couple of those guys can win it for you. And football, obviously, is a one game thing.
Yeah.
But hockey also. My favorite argument towards hockey versus all the other sports is that. The more intense it gets, the faster it gets. And every other sport slows down with its intensity. Baseball's already slow. Football, with the timeouts, the end, and it's already slow. They only play action is they play for 4 seconds, stop for 40, play for 8, stop for a minute. You know, so it just slowed down. They end, timeouts, penalty, and you know, free throws in basketball, timeouts, foul shots. And it's just so long. The last 2 minutes take so long. Hockey, the referees are just like, okay, it's time to let these guys play. Yeah. It's more intense. It's just faster and better. That's why there's nothing better than overtime.
That's really true. That's good.
That's a great point. Yeah. Yeah. That is a great point.
Yeah. I hadn't thought about that. But
nothing better than NHL playoff.
Absolutely.
Overtime.
Well, those.
But your point of it speeding up when it gets more intense. That's the best point. I've never heard that before.
And
either.
The cup last year.
That's
thanks, Ben.
No, that was good. That was good.
Yeah,
that was good.
I mean, that really. That
well,
is,
you know, because the cup last year.
AdamRichmondComedy.com. Check me out.
Check his website.
There you go.
They were really flying. in the finals last year.
Well, they're afraid. You can't call a penalty at that point. It needs to be blatant. Like, this guy needs to be cross-checked, cross the face, and his nose comes off. Then it's okay. But otherwise, you're not doing a service. It's so unfair.
Well, if your nose comes off, you got
everybody, though. They say there's like four seasons. There's the preseason, there's the regular season, then there's the first three rounds of the playoffs. Then there's the finals.
Yeah.
That's how the speed goes. But actually, every round, it gets faster. Because they actually say the hardest round to win is the first round. Because that's when everyone just comes out as physical as they can possibly be.
Right.
They're so beat up by after the first round. Yeah. The second round, actually, the violence is toned down a little bit because they just want to keep advancing. They made it through one round. Now it's like, F it. Now we're going to try to win the cup.
Yeah.
It looks so far away. When there's 16 teams. When there's eight, it's like, it's a little bit closer.
Yeah. We could maybe do this. Yeah.
Well, it's already fast as it is. It's already the fastest sport. And it doesn't, it plays continuous. That's why
it's my favorite. But, the thing, getting back to the coaching, I think coaching makes a difference before the game. But in the game, they can roll out lines. But I think that's where the leadership of your team
I'm a Red Wings fan, and we lost to Chicago in the playoffs, and we probably would have lost anyway, but I boil it down to one bad shift change. We made one bad shift change. Is that the coach's fault? Is that the player's?
It's your fault.
It's my fault?
Yeah.
As a fan?
Frazier Smith.
I was watching the game.
Watching. I mean, there could be confusion on the bench, but sometimes it's just, people not paying attention right on the bench.
2 minutes for looking so good.
I mean,
you're checking yourself.
I mean, that's a tough one to blame. Yeah. But, that's the thing about hockey, too, though. It really comes down to, the total team game. Because if your fifth and sixth defensemen are weak, they got to play sometime.
Right. So it's down to the weakest link.
You're really only as good as your worst player.
Frazier, I just got a deal with NHL Network.
You did?
Yeah, 3 months for $19.99.
Oh, shut up. Stealing my joke on my own podcast. Come on. Now, let me ask you, you play celebrity hockey still. Who are some of the better players?
Who's a celebrity? I don't play that.
Well, you play in the league, don't you?
I play with some comedians. We all play.
Right. Who are some good comedian players?
Steve Burns, pretty good.
Burns, good, right?
Yeah. Ian Bagg is pretty good.
Right.
Bill Burr is not so good, but he loves hockey.
But he loves to play.
Yeah.
Right. How does your game stack up?
I'm all right. I'm pretty good. I mean, I'm better. It depends who I'm playing with.
Did you play high school?
I played in high school, yeah, a little bit. Sure.
Did you?
I mean, we're Canadian. We grew up, everyone grows up skating. I can skate.
Yeah.
I think that, when he was here, I think Bagg is Bagg's the best Canadian hockey player.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
I think Burns good, but I think Bagg plays at half speed with everybody.
He's also a defenseman, and he's big.
Bag?
Yeah.
But Bag, when he skates up ice, it's like watching Lindros against us comedians.
How's Harlan's game?
I've never seen him play hockey.
Never seen him play.
I think he plays.
He's too good to come play with us. I guess he actually plays celebrity hockey.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't play the comedian hockey.
Well, Coulier plays, and he supposedly still skates with the Red Wings, in the practice. I don't know what that means.
I don't even know who that is.
Dave Coulier? You don't know who that is?
Cut it out.
Come on, man. Comedian.
Oh, well.
Yeah. For many years.
I've heard
Full
the name
House.
Before.
He's on Full House.
Oh.
Bob Saget. And Saget's a good player.
He is good?
Yeah.
Saget. I've heard of Bob Saget.
Saget can play.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about the Twins? Are the Twins good?
The Twins are good. You got a defensive team right there. Those two.
I'm not defensive. You're defensive.
Sorry. How was your high school team? Was it good?
We were all right. We went to like a five. We didn't play in the A league. We played like in a B league because there's some high schools that were amazing,
Right.
And we were just little short Jewish kids that were.
What position did you play?
I was a forward.
Did you go to a Jewish school or a regular school?
It was a regular high school, but it was mostly in a Jewish area. So we had got
so taunted.
There's some
school.
Racism. Yeah, of course.
But your high school hockey team is the big team. It's bigger than football in Canada.
Yeah,
I would imagine.
We didn't really have. Well, we didn't have football.
Yeah. So
there was. Do you have a curling team?
Definitely.
Do you know how to curl?
No curling team.
What is the point of curling?
There's no curling team? You didn't have a curling team?
No, there was no curling.
But what is the strategy of curling? Obviously, it's shuffleboard on ice.
Pretty much. That's you got to get the
But why the sweeping? What's that all about? To make it.
You learn to clean your house.
Oh, is that it?
House.
Yeah. So it was. All right. So, yeah.
Did you see Stamkos' injury?
No, what happened?
Oh my God! He rammed into the net not the net, the cage.
I did see that.
And yeah, it was Veterans Day. It was last week while we were taping.
That was ugly.
Got home to watch the Bruins and the Tampa Bay, because Tampa Bay is doing great this year. I didn't pick it. I thought their goaltending would stink. Bishop's doing great in goal. And then boom, Stamkos, they're done now.
I like how you wrote Stamkos. Now, Stamkos.
What did that do? Is that a broken leg?
He's out.
Wow.
He's going to try to walk around with a cast on to rehab it faster. But
he's out for a long time.
It's a broken leg.
Oh, shit.
Well, he hit the net.
Yeah, and they're supposed to move.
What happened there? That didn't even move, did it?
It didn't. You've seen that play a bunch of times, and people don't get hurt like he did.
No, that was pretty ugly.
You know what I mean? I mean, he got hurt, obviously, but I mean...
Well, that's the thing. You're flying, and then if that thing doesn't come loose, you're in trouble.
Well, the 1 year I played, not competitive, whatever, roller hockey, I had to quit because I didn't want to hurt anybody, because I couldn't. I can't roller skate, or I can't ice skate that way. I can't stop when I skate. So roller skating.
A guy your size.
So roller skating is even worse.
Yeah.
So I just absolutely crushed some guy in the corner. I was like, you know what? I'm not playing anymore. I'm not out here to hurt people.
Well, the other.
I'm not. You know,
I don't know about
Saturday afternoon. I'm not here to, you know.
Yeah.
I literally like, you know, just some manco. I mean, just crush somebody.
So you're a big guy. Now the point of celebrity hockey, though. I mean, you don't check in celebrity hockey, do you? No.
Well, in most games when I play like pickup, we don't. I play like Thursday nights with a bunch of like animators from like Disney and DreamWorks.
They can't afford to have a broken limb.
No, well, none of us. I mean, it's just all just a friendly game. But I sometimes wish I could hit, because some of these guys are like the, you know, finesse guys. Like, I like to actually get some contact. That's the whole point of being of contact. Why the game is played like that. The game would be totally different if there was no hitting. You know,
well, hitting really, yeah.
There'd be guys that'd be huge stars that you'd never heard of, because they are like, you know, be Nikolai Borshevsky.
Well, we asked last time who was the best checker, pure checker, and I think you said Scott Stevens was
of all time. Stevens up there right now. I like Chris Kunitz of the Penguins. I think he's a great checker.
And that takes a lot of timing, doesn't it? You got to be able to time that.
And actually, because Kunitz is actually the right size too, because he's not too tall, so he can hit people straight on. A lot of guys now that are 6'5", they hit somebody straight on. It's going to be an elbowing penalty. It's going to be a cheap shot, like I've been railing against. So you got to be at the same size where you can hit someone and you're not going to hit him in the head, you know. But he lines up everybody perfectly. It's a skill.
Sure. Yeah,
Dustin Brown, the Kings captain, is also a great checker.
Good checker.
Great checker.
He's a great player, man. That guy is one of those guys that steps it up when you need him the most, you know.
Do you know any of the Kings? Have you done any comedy for them?
I've met a couple, actually. You know who I know I hung out with years ago? It was Michael Camilleri when he was a King. He was a friend of a friend's, and now he's on, I think, the Flames.
Yes.
He was a nice guy. And I've met a couple of these guys just randomly at some, like, you know, down in the bar, like having back passes or whatever. Yeah. So they were pretty cool. But I don't really know. I mean, these guys don't hang out with us.
I interviewed him a year ago for the pilot for the NHL. And I got to meet Penner, Scuderi, Kopitar, and Frazier.
Right.
We got to them for like an hour. And now it didn't get picked up yet. So they're letting me release it on my own website.
Oh, cool.
So it's going to be pretty cool. But Penner was super. All those guys are super. Hockey players are
nice guys.
I've actually made this argument too about hockey and baseball a little bit more versus football and basketball. Like, when you're born and you're 6'10", you know, 250 pounds, you're playing in the NBA. When you're like 350 and you're like a Samoan guy or a black guy or a white guy, you're playing offensive linemen in the NFL. Like, you're born. Sometimes you meet offensive linemen in the NFL and they don't, their personality never strike, like, is compatible with their body almost. It's like, yes, I like walks on the beach and playing chess and Mozart. That's great, Greg. Can you remove this Volkswagen from my foot? You know. And the difference is with these other guys, hockey, when you play hockey, your discipline, if you're going to be serious, you got to start playing like 9 years old, 10 years old, 11, 12. So you learn discipline real, real early, you know. And that's why these guys, when they get in the NHL, they're not screw-ups, because they've learned it from such a young age. Yeah. And some of these guys, NBA players – and same with baseball too. You got to play at a young age. You got to be disciplined. And then these guys that are football and basketball players, you know, they're sort of just privileged because of their size. They don't really learn the same discipline. That's sort of why there's all these guys going to jail and shooting people.
Well, I think we talked about it. We talked about it before, I'm pretty sure. Well, like, unless you're Crosby, you're in the minors. So you're riding the bus. It's like comedy.
Yeah.
Almost all comics are cool because we've all been there.
Yeah, you're all humbled by this, this business.
In baseball and hockey players, they've all been in the minor leagues.
Yeah.
So they're all humbled by it. The NBA guys, from the time they're in sixth grade, they've had the whole world handled.
Yeah, they've been pampered. Yeah. Well, you know, Gretzky, I was shocked at how down to earth he was, because at the time I met him, he was still playing and still awesome. And he was just down to earth like a regular dude. That's what I meant about the Canadian mentality. He seemed to be just a really nice guy. And then my buddy drives a limo, and I asked him one time, I go, driven a lot of big stars. Who was the coolest star you ever drove? And he goes, Gretzky. He had me come into the house, meet his wife. We hung out. I mean, Gretzky was a really nice guy.
Yeah.
And that's your top guy.
Yeah. Met him a couple times, too, in Toronto and in L.A. Yeah. I've met him like 3 or 4 times randomly in my life, and he was always very nice.
Yeah. I think hockey players in general.
But that argument that I just made is sort of very true. I mean, I thought about it. Just, you just learn discipline. You learn to be cooler about it. And like you said, all these guys, like your quarterback, you know, when you're 15 years old, everyone's sucking up to you. You're on the high school team, and then you grow up, and all of a sudden you're drafted at 20, you know, and then the rest of your life you're the quarterback, you know, no matter what. And then America's love for celebrity is almost compounded with it.
So while we have you here, Toronto Maple Leafs, are they going to make it to the Eastern Conference Finals this year, yes or no?
Yes.
I say yes.
Why not?
Yeah. I think yes, too.
They look good.
I think yes, too.
Yeah, they're looking good.
There's some good teams, though, but hopefully it's not Detroit anymore.
Come on. Are my Red Wings in? What do you think?
Come on. I'm so tired of Detroit. You want enough. Take a break for a little while.
It's been a few years.
It's been a few years.
It's been in your lifetime. How many Stanley Cups have you seen?
Well, probably 5.
Yeah, okay.
He's seen a ton of them. He saw Gordie Howe play.
Yeah, he's had more than that. You're kids.
Yeah, that's true.
I saw 0.
Well,
Detroit makes the playoffs, but I don't think they're going to make the Eastern Conference Finals. I think it's going to be Boston and Toronto. The way the Penguins are playing, they're not doing anything.
Yeah, they got to pick it up.
Screw the Bruins, too.
I think Chicago wins it all.
And Chicago's looking good. Yeah. I'd like to see Chicago play the Kings. Like, we'll go to the game.
I'd like to see the Kings win.
We'll do a live
podcast. That'd be good.
We'll do a live podcast from the Kings.
Yeah, let's do it. All right, guys. I want to thank Adam Richmond. Right? Great guest.
Great guest.
Thanks for having me, guys.
And
probably the best point in the last 4 episodes.
Yeah, he made a very good point.
Very good points.
Thank you, guys. I know my hockey.
He really does. He does.
Now follow me on Twitter at Adam Richmond.
Yeah. And you can't watch tonight. You won't be able to. This is going to play too late for you to.
I guess you can check out NBC.com, though, and check out my Rizzo Beyond this week.
Hula.
Carson Daly.
Yeah.
Last Call of Carson. Or check, it'll be probably on my website in the next few weeks, adamrichmondcomedy.com. Check it out.
Awesome. Awesome comic. Hey, thanks for joining us, buddy.
Thanks for having me, guys.
All right. Next week on Puck Off, right, Joe?
Yeah. I'm Joe Bartnick at joebartnick.com. I'll be at the Improv Friday night.
And I'm Rick Dees at rickdees.com. Check me out. Thank you. Good night.